This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman and Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli today. The projects include health and wellness centres, schools, rural and highway road projects and other infrastructure works. The Prime Minister inaugurated the first phase of 450-bed Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa. Addressing a gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister said the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu is country's heritage and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development.
Ye Sangh Pradesh hamara garv hai, hamari virasat bhi hai. Main chahta hu ye kshetra jana jaye apne high tech infrastructure ke liye, aadhunik swasthya sevaon ke liye, world class education institutes ke liye. Yahan ki pehchan ho apne tourism se, blue economy se. Yahan ki audyogik pragati, yuvaon ke liye naye avsar, mahilaon ki bhagidari aur chautarfa vikas.
The Prime Minister said the development of rail and road networks has given a major boost to tourism. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said the Union Territory has become one of the popular tourist attractions in the country. The Prime Minister said vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India. He said the government is very sensitive to the needs of the common man. Later in the evening, the Prime Minister launched the Surat District Food Security Saturation Campaign at Surat, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family in the country, aiming to make the country anemia and malnutrition free. Reiterating the commitment towards the welfare of the poor, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government, including PM Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana, the government insurance scheme, and the One Nation, One Ration Card, which have greatly benefited the underprivileged. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of International Women's Day. In a message, President Murmu said International Women's Day is an occasion to honour the achievements of women power and their unique contribution to the country and society. The president said women are the foundation of the family, society and the nation, and they have successfully carved out their identities in diverse fields despite facing adversities and challenges. The president said a lot needs to be done to improve the socio-economic conditions of women. Akashvani News will celebrate International Women's Day tomorrow in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women newsreaders for 24 hours. This special gesture will start at midnight tonight. During this period, all 45 main and hourly bulletins as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi will be read by women newsreaders. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime tomorrow will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. The Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, appreciated the crucial role played by Mysuru Akashvani in promoting Kannada language and culture in its 9 decades journey. She was speaking at the inauguration of Nudi Nada Sangama program organized by Akashvani Mysuru to commemorate its 90th anniversary in Mysuru today. India and USA are in the process of advancing discussions on a multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said during Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to the US last month, both sides announced plans to negotiate a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. In the 6th Asian Women's Kabaddi Championship, India have defeated Nepal to reach the final of the tournament in Tehran. The Indian women's team beat Nepal 56-18 in the first semi-final of the tournament this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.